Another day, another protest in Panama. Thousands of people marched once again to demand measures to curb inflation and corruption in the Central American country. They've been out on the streets almost daily for the past 2 weeks.
The current situation in Panama is unlivable. There are no medical supplies. There are salary cuts, and there's no work. There's no money to pay doctors. As a student, the future worries me a lot.
On Wednesday, indigenous groups joined teachers, students, and other unions in the demonstrations, promising to further deepen the crisis.
We call on the President of the Republic to heed our request. If he does not respond to our petition, we will mobilize the indigenous territories of Panama.
On Monday, President Laurentino Cortizo announced a reduction in the price of fuel. Now the government has presented a decree controlling the price of 10 basic food items, among them lentils and vegetable oil. It also promised to slash government public spending by 10%. But for protesters, these measures don't go far enough. Hot dog vendor Jose Gonzalez says the situation is the worst he's seen in decades.
With the rise in fuel cost, everything became more expensive. The bread, the hot dogs, and not cents more. It has doubled. In 23 years doing this job, I'd never seen so many people working informally on the streets. I don't think the government is offering real solutions.
Solutions that Panamanians are becoming increasingly impatient for. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera.